Over 30 years of serving the Arizona homeowner. 13 years in a row ranking Arizona's best referral network. RosieOnTheHouse.com.
Protecting you, informing you, and educating you.
It's Rosie on the House.
Yes, it is. I'm going to reach back here and throw the doors wide open. Invite you all in to my house. And we're here this morning to answer any question you might have about your house, home, castle, or cabin. If you're trying to remodel or you've got some maintenance issues or a makeover, you were considering soliciting some proposals for some work, give us a ring and let us put our remodeling and building experience to work for you. You join the conversation by dialing 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE, R-O-S-I-E, the number 4, and the letter U. 1-888-ROSIE for you. And we'll get your name and your question and address it on air as quick as we can. Well, I had several clients this week asking me about how did I feel about the current building environment. I saw several reports this week where the average sales price of a home in Maricopa County will be twice what it was just 5 years ago. We, in the next couple months, are going to hit an average sales price of over $450,000. So they asked me, how do you sum up this economy? I said, well, you know, I've been at it long enough. Now we're approaching about 52 years of remodeling and building in Arizona. And I've seen it crazy. I've seen it wonderfully good. And I've seen it hatefully bad. And right now, it's all three. It's crazy, wonderfully good, and horribly bad for a whole bunch of different reasons. And to help talk through that, I brought in a friend, repeat guest, Adam Homer, from Pella Mountain West, to just talk about what they're seeing out in the market and what homeowners are looking for in the way of windows in particular. But it's very good in that things are so busy. Mm-hmm. And when people have this much equity and interest rates are this low, people are going to be fixing their home.
Yeah, absolutely. It's we've seen nothing but growth and prosperity for a really long time. Especially the past 2 years, things have just gone off the hook. As we've talked about, You know, we saw a little bit of a retraction and a dip at the 2 years ago at the very beginning of the pandemic, but everything just went straight up from there, and it's been fantastic.
Y'all just had a re-grand opening of a new experience center.
There we go. Yeah.
Out in North Scottsdale, and it was to the trades only. Mm-hmm. And congratulations on the turnout. Y'all had a great turnout that night.
Yeah, we really did. I think we estimated in between 150, 200 people.
And that was just to the trades.
Yeah, builders, architects, designers.
You had every big name architect and builder.
We really did. There was a lot of heavy hitters.
There really were.
We were very pleased with that turnout. Yeah.
It's kind of a testament to what kind of a product you're putting out there.
Yeah. Yeah, really. And we're so happy with how the showroom turned out as well. It was really nice to show it off and show everybody what we did.
Well, you've been with Pella how long now, Adam?
This is my 22nd year.
Yeah, really? Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, a long time. I like to say I started back in Y2K, literally, May of 2000.
Okay.
So, it's been a long time. Like I said, I've started in sales, and I've been sales manager, operations manager, and now I'm, marketing and business development. And I've probably had four different careers in my 20 years with Pella, and that's why I love it so much. You know, the variety of things I get to do, the people I get to work with, and the awesome product that we get to sell. So.
Well, when a homeowner calls a Pella office and just begins the inquiry into window purchases, what's driving that homeowner to look at new windows? What's the one buying criteria?
Number one. I mean, everybody's a little bit different, and you and I have talked, even recently about you know, well, and actually let me step back. When I first moved here in 2004, I just figured that everybody wanted new windows because of energy efficiency. You know, it was just so hot. They had aluminum windows or single pane, whatever. But I quickly found out that that's not at the top of their list. It's usually in the top five of the reasons why. But usually the number one thing that I hear out of people's mouths is aesthetics. Or operation, you know, they've got a problem, the window doesn't open, or they've got a broken piece of glass or seal failure, or they just don't like the way it looks or the color. I mean, it's just interesting. And so then you start to peel back the onion and you go, well, they do say, oh, yeah, well, we do have problems with dust coming in. And yeah, they do get hot, or we don't like those heavy heat screens on the outside. But usually it's the one of the top things is just the way it looks.
That's interesting because you can't hardly hear a window commercial by any company that doesn't list energy savings as one of the big reasons you should consider it.
Yeah, and I think that those types of things, because it's all true that you are going to save money and it is going to be more comfortable in your home. And I think that's ways to get people to call and to come in to see us sometimes. But you find out, like I said, that it's usually not the number one reason. It's not what's driving them to do it.
Okay, well, and I agree with that, and I've said it for a long, long time. Replacing your windows is a quality of life decision. If you're replacing your windows to save on your electric bill, your return on investment is going to be stretched out there pretty far.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's not a quick
Anybody
payback.
That tells you different is misleading you.
That's right. Yeah.
With that said, the windows and the doors are the number one place you can look to address leakage of your building shell. Mm-hmm. And those holes in your shell are your weak links.
Yeah.
So the better product you've got there, the better off you are.
Yeah, exactly. And I, I'll joke with people sometimes and they'll press with, well, what do I need? What's the most energy efficient thing I can do with my windows and doors? And I said, well, if you really want the most energy efficient thing, you just brick it all up and have no windows. But because it's the least efficient product in your whole house. But everybody has windows. Everybody wants windows. They want that light coming in. And that's just a fact, but we do make obviously, some of the most energy efficient things out there that you can get.
And some of the strongest I'm scrolling through some of y'all's press releases in this crazy thing you did with the surfer James O'Brien.
Yeah, isn't that cool? Yeah, it's, and that's really a testament to Pella being, a little bit outside the box. They're a very conservative company. And so when you see something like that, and for those of you that haven't, you can go to Pella's YouTube page or go to our website, social media. You can see this video. They just posted it a couple weeks ago. But they hired a professional surfer to test out our Impervia product, Rosie's favorite. And they created a custom fixed window with grids in it, and he goes surfing on it in the Pacific Ocean. So it's pretty wild what he did. But yeah, and it's just all about quality and durability and longevity of the product. That's really what the point of it is.
Well, and that's one of the things. I mean, I've been buying Pella for 45 of my 52 building years. Mm-hmm. So we've been a Pella fan for years and years and years. But when y'all brought the fiberglass product to market, and that has to be what now, 15 years ago?
20.
Eight, 20 years ago?
It was 2002. Yeah.
It was. Okay.
Yeah.
That really piqued my interest. And then as I saw it develop, it's called the Impervia product, mm-hmm. but it's fiberglass. It should put every aluminum window manufacturing company out of business in my mind.
Yeah. Well, like I said, I would like to think so. It's not the case, but it is. It's certainly growing in popularity. It's one of our most popular products in the Southwest.
In particular, in the Southwest and in the Sun Belt region, your windows are the weak points in the thermal value of your outside building envelope, your home. And an aluminum window, I mean, there's a reason aluminum is used to conduct electricity. It's because it's a great heat conductor, okay? Mm-hmm. And when you frame all your glass in a heat conductor, you're actually creating radiators of heat inside every single room in your house. Mm-hmm. And I know there's all kind of options with thermal breaks and things like that. But boy, when y'all came out with Impervia, I thought, well, this solves all that.
Yeah, it really is a perfect mix of different materials to get you a window that's going to do most everything you want it to. It has that thermal break through the frame, so it's not transferring heat. I mean, it's a little, but not very much at all. It's about as much as our wood frame does, which is the best natural insulator. Durable. You're not going to have any sort of breakdown from the sun or ultraviolet light. It's, you know, got the powder coated finish. It's not going to fade. It's not going to chalk. You know, we'll have competitors or customers ask us, well, you know, I heard I have to wax it, or I have to, you know, like a fiberglass boat.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But that's a gel coat. That's not a powder coat that's on those boats. And that's why you do have to wax it and treat it. Powder coated finishes, as you know, they use it on bridges and Corvettes. And, you know, you go down the line of fiberglass products that are powder coated, those things are indestructible.
And it's thermally stable.
Yeah.
So it's not expanding and contracting constantly with the weather changes. It stays sealed up. Your weather stripping stays sealed all year long.
Mm-hmm.
I became a fan of it very quickly after it was introduced, after I watched it for a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
I became a big fan of it and still am to this day. It's the Impervia window product. Pultruded.
That's right.
Pultruded.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I know you've been back to the main factory in Iowa, but the Impervia is made out of Murray, Kentucky, just outside of Nashville. We need to get you there sometime. Check it out. It's a whole different experience.
Well, Sammy, let me take the jet again.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure we can line it up.
Oh, boy. We're here with Adam Homer of Pella Window and Doors. If you've got a question about any door or window at your home, give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348. We'll be back talking about four or five different dimensions you should consider when considering new windows.